Hi there, it's time for our next lesson. Let's talk about the power of three. Do you know that there are three powerful rules to your manifesting that you probably haven't heard before? So let's get right into them. The first one is a clear space. So before you begin the manifestation process, take the time to release all your disbelief in your power to be happy. You know, one of the things that I really blocked myself was I was manifesting, but I wasn't really actually believing that it was possible. You know, I just like there are some manifestations, like I knew it was possible that I could lose weight, but then sometimes when we're manifesting like a big house or success, we don't actually believe it. So there's one side of our brain that looks at it and says, I want that. And then the other side of the brain that stays blocked and says, you know, this is probably too big for me. I probably couldn't really achieve this. You can't do that. You have to stay open and you have to be willing to clear the space and stay open from signs of the universe that are going to show up for assignments that may be brought to you. And I always say that universal assignments come in a lot of forms. You might be guided into a relationship that brings up all your shit that you finally have to heal your fears, or maybe you're going to lose your job so that you can learn the lessons of self-reliance and strength and self-love. These are all assignments. And you have to trust these assignments. You have to know that they're tough and they're difficult and they might suck, but they're incredible opportunities for you to clear your energy and your space and call you into what you desire. And remember in the previous lesson how I talked about the horse being manifested away from us? I really had to get clear on that and what that was and what that wasn't. It was a lesson. It was a lesson for me in learning about relationships and friendships and having healthy boundaries and being able to speak my truth, which I don't often do. And also to get clear, you know, clarity is king when it comes to manifesting. You have to have clear intentions for what you want to call and draw into your life. Otherwise, you're going to manifest a lot of what you don't want. So you got to focus on what you desire, then make a list of all that goes with it. So if you're getting clear about the job you want, make a list of all the things about the job that make you happy, the office, the people, the salary. Remember, if you want a job somewhere, it can't be because you want someone to get fired so that you can have that job. So there are some things that you need to manifest in a way that is lovingly putting you into that position. You don't want to be like, well, I want to be the boss of Ford, so I want the boss of Ford to get fired. That's not how manifesting works. Get clear about your intentions and how you feel. When you get clear about how you want to feel, you begin to access that feeling. And that feeling is what makes the manifestation come into form. So just so you know, the thought, I want to be the boss at Ford, that's not what makes the manifestation come true. What it's the feeling. That's what makes it come into form. So you can write 1,000 lists and make 1,000,000 vision boards, but if you don't clearly feel what you want from that experience, it's never going to truly manifest into form. You have to feel it on every level. Oh, I can feel myself walking up the stairs, and I can feel myself being admired by my staff, and I can feel myself looking out and seeing all of the cars and trucks and vehicles, and I can feel myself speaking at events, and I can feel myself coming home and how much pride I feel. That's a manifestation. The next secret is to think it, feel it, and believe it. So you want to put all the steps together. So take your clear intention and spend time every day sitting in the feeling of what it is that you desire. Remember, I said I weigh 150 pounds. I looked at those jeans and I saw them going on me and me buttoning them up. And I was just embodying that before I went to sleep and when I woke up in the morning. You might access the feeling through a meditation or visualization. So don't always think you have to be like in this meditation pose. You could be just doing a visualization. You could just be daydreaming and see it. Or you could call on that feeling when you're in nature or when you exercise. That's a great thing to do when you're exercising. You know, a lot of bodybuilders and things, they will feel the strength in their muscles. They'll see themselves flexing that muscle in the mirror as they're working out or as they're pumping iron. Let the thought inform the feeling. And then, this is really important, let the thought inform the feeling, and then let the feeling take over your energy. So from a metaphysical perspective, if you believe it, then it's already here. It's already done. So make time for contemplating, thinking, feeling, and believing each and every single day. Now, you ready? Here's your third one. Chill. Just chill. Just like, take a breath. This is really crucial for manifesting. In order to truly manifest, you just gotta chill out. Those who are certain of the outcome, they can afford to wait and wait without anxiety because they trust the universe and they know it's happening. This was such a tough one for me. I mean, we've been through some financial strain over COVID through the last few years, and I just had to say, you know what? This too shall pass. We'll get through it. It's okay. Like, it'll be fine. I don't know how it'll happen. It'll just happen. So take that message with you and allow it to guide you into belief that's going to bring your desires, because you need to, what do I always say? Trust the process. Accepting your greatness in this moment right now, and what manifests more greatness is trusting the whole process. And being in the now helps you to accept that you're already living in your desired manifestation, because when you feel it, you live it regardless of what's happening on the outside. And in time, the universe is going to catch up with your energy and your desires are going to come into form. But the process of allowing the manifestation to follow your internal faith is a true process of co-creation. So remember, feeling good is the true manifestation. Everything else, it's just the icing on the already amazing, delicious cake. So those are three powerful rules that you should bring into every manifestation.